This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Gohltz. The study I have been doing with you for a few weeks emerged out of an observation of how God used Stephen to affect the life of Saul. Before I go any further in noting some of the lives that God used in touching and shaping Saul's life, I wanted to mention someone we might not suspect at first. His name is Gamaliel. He was a Pharisee, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, according to Acts 5:34. When Paul was almost lynched in Jerusalem, Roman soldiers stepped in to save him by arresting him. Once he was safe, Paul asked the commander if he could address the rioting crowd. Given permission, he began by saying that his parents had him study under Gamaliel in Jerusalem. This man had a significant impact on the formative life of Saul. He thoroughly trained him in the law of their fathers, according to Acts 22:3. This training at first caused him to zealously persecute the church. But once he was converted, this training was foundational to his understanding of the gospel. It also helped him in his proclamation and defense of the gospel. He knew his Jewish audience and what they believed, and he was able to show persuasively that the gospel was God's provision that enabled believers to live out the righteous requirements of the law. There is no indication in the Bible that Gamaliel ever believed the gospel for himself, but his teaching played a significant role in preparing Saul's mind and heart for the mission God eventually called him into. God uses even unsaved individuals in shaping our lives.